This is Jean Watson, and I'm so glad you could join me today on UCB Ireland. There are times in life when circumstances beyond our control radically change the course of our lives. We may be cruising through time on autopilot when, in an instant, our plans are interrupted by unforeseen challenges. This was the case for me these past few months. Back in February, my elderly mother became gravely ill with COVID and pneumonia. Because of her age, she was very vulnerable physically and ended up spending several weeks in hospital and then in a rehabilitation center. Because I live about 600 miles away from her, I left Michigan and spent a good number of weeks in Pennsylvania to be with her and to help my brothers navigate this crisis. By God's grace, she did survive her illness, but as she recuperated, it became evident to my brothers and I that she would not be able to return to her home anymore and would need more attentive care. Suddenly, we were dealing with major life decisions we'd never faced before, and I remember feeling completely blind, like every step was a mystery. Again, we always knew this day would come, but no matter how much we tried to prepare, we still felt completely overwhelmed at the time. In the stressfulness of each day at the hospital, I found it difficult to focus and pray and read my Bible. But strangely, I felt like I could hear the voice of the Lord even more clearly in the darkness than I had in the light. All I could think about was Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David's words came alive to me as never before as I pondered where he was in his life when he wrote that psalm. David didn't write, "The Lord is my shepherd," when his life was easy. He wrote that powerful declaration during his time of exile after Absalom's rebellion, when he fled the palace. This was a time when David probably felt very vulnerable and dependent on God's provision and protection. Perhaps David felt, as I did, needing to hear God's voice of comfort, strength, direction, and love more than ever. Reflecting back on my life, the times I felt closest to God were not the easy times, but rather the times when I felt desperate. In fact, as human beings, I think comfort may be our worst enemy. As much as we enjoy being at ease, when we are most spiritually vulnerable is when we feel comfortable, because it's so easy to forget that we need God. He is our shepherd. Only when God is leading are our needs met. Only when he is leading do we find the peace of green pastures and still waters. Only when he is leading are we truly safe. Only when he is leading will goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives. Well, my mother's doing much better. The Lord answered our prayers and led her to a beautiful retirement home where she's well cared for spiritually, emotionally, and physically. He heard our prayers and led us clearly to the place he had prepared for her. The blessing for me was discovering the Lord's presence in a deep and powerful way as I listened for his voice when I couldn't see. He is my shepherd, and no matter how dark the path got, I could sense him leading every step of the way. How about you? Have you ever been in a situation where you couldn't see the way in front of you? Perhaps that's where you are right now. If so, I have a word of encouragement for you. Though you may not know what the future holds, the Lord knows the way. He is your way. God is your shepherd. Declare it with me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. In fact, you may want to pray through Psalm 23 for yourself, just as a reminder. God can use the dark time you're in right now to help you hear His voice and know His love in a deeper way than ever before. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word, which reminds us of your love and faithfulness. Thank you that there's no darkness that can overcome your light. Shine your light on our paths today that we may know which way to go. Help us hear your voice clearly and give us the grace to trust your leading and receive your peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, if you're facing a difficult time today, stop and take a deep breath. The Lord is with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Listen for His voice and trust Him to care for you and lead you as a good shepherd cares for his sheep. Thanks for listening, and I hope you can tune in again next time on UCB Ireland. Take care now.